Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Supervisor Aaron DeCook about the initial base bids for the Warren County Justice Center project.
Warren County Courthouse bids opening on Tuesday afternoon. Talk about first impressions coming in from the bids and I guess what you expected compared to what you saw.
Sure, I will. I'll say I'm very pleased. One, we had bidders for each bid package. We also had multiple bidders on almost every bid package, some of them ranging up to six. I think we might have just had, did we have one that just had one? Maybe. Just one with one. Everyone else had two to six bidders on it, which is tremendously better than what we saw last summer. I think that's a function of timing. I also think that it's a function of a lot of hard work because what we didn't want to have was a repeat. So we've got a base bid package of sub-27, which means that some real money came out of the building, some real cost came out of the building, which is a function of what the team did and what we were able to accomplish with a lot of hard work in a pretty short period of time. Because I getting to this day with the January time frame was just critical. I mean, that is so important.
I know you'd gone through several of the things that the team kind of took away from the first bid package, but talk about some substantive things that are changing and what made this bid package come in several million dollars shorter than the first round we went through.
One of the largest one was going to be the outside exterior. And that, I'm not going to blame anyone on. I think that was a function of the thin brick veneer. Cladding was, anticipated to be reasonable in cost, and in reality, only one company in the state did it, and it was like $1.5 million high of what was estimated, and you just can't have that many of those sorts of hits to a project when the original bonding amount was, on the low end, I would contend, of what we needed. And so we had some of those hits, and then we also didn't have some people bidding, and we had some one bidders on a couple things, and so those things certainly mattered substantially, but the largest one was going to be the exterior.
There are some ways people can still have their input on this. There's going to be a public hearing, and the supervisors still have to make a decision, so talk about kind of the future where what people need to know going from here and how people can still kind of attend these meetings and learn more about it.
Well, right now people are crunching numbers and that base bid number, I'm not trying to hide anything. There's a lot of alternatives. There's some things that are not in the base bid that I would contend are very important and should be. And I'm going to advocate for those things. Such as the excavation of the basement so that the courts have a place to go down and not out. I think that taking up more space on the square is probably not ideal, especially if we can go down now for a reasonable amount of money and then grow into that. I think that makes a ton of sense. We're going to look at all of the alternatives. We'll have numbers for them all. And then I would anticipate we'll have a work session where all of that gets detailed. We'll meet again with the user groups. I'm meeting with our architect and our construction manager next. But as we put the numbers together, we'll have an opportunity for the public to weigh in as well. The one thing that I think is really important for the public to understand, because I understand that not everyone's in love with the location, and I get that. But one of the things that I'll point out that helps drive my thoughts on this project was just seen with the Indianola sewer plant. And if you recall, LOST was passed in 2016 to fund the plant. And at that time, there was an estimate of about $25 million to fund the Indianola sewer plant, the new one north of town. Well, bids came back for that in January of 2020. So about 3.5 years later, the low bid was $45 million. The high bid was $47 million. So that's a $20 million increase in the project. One of the alternatives, I suppose, and it's not something I'm going to advocate for, but would be, start from scratch, lose the investment that we have with our architect so far, lose some good bids, lose a great interest rate, potentially, and start from scratch. But the reality is that if that comes back higher, or the voters decide, I don't like this location, or I like this location better, or I don't want it by a church, or I want it here or there, if the voters don't approve it at a 60% clip, then it fails. And we continue to transport our prisoners, which is unsafe. It's also expensive, and it's not, you know, it's not wise for a number of reasons. But if it starts at, if this thing blows up and we decide not to do anything, and the next round to the public starts at $38 million or $40 million, and the voters say no, then it's going to be $45 million the next year. And if they say no, it'll be $50 million the next year. So there's a real risk that that people that are dissatisfied, I mean, I understand it, but I don't think there's going to be a cheaper option to get the job done. And so I think we're going to push forward. I'm going to push forward, and we'll see if we got two votes for it.
Once again, that was Supervisor Aaron DeCook discussing the base bids for the Warren County Justice Center project. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode.